teen mom receives 2 years for helping her teen daughter abort child. I guess that's all life is worth to them. 2 years. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here, politicalbombshow.com, raydog.com. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. Don't forget we're streaming live Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday evenings between 6:30 and 7 will be start time. This type of thing is just irritating to me. But let me mute myself a second here. Sorry, I have a new puppy and she's, you know how puppies are. They all bite and chew their way through everything. Where was I? Yeah, so woman who helped teen daughter abort baby, burned body, receives 2 years behind bars. Nice, just 2 years. A Nebraska woman's role in the termination, destruction and concealment of her daughter's unborn child landed her with time behind bars. That you would treat it like yesterday's trash. Yeah, it's sickening. It's very, wow. Unreal. Nearly a year and a half after 42-year-old Jessica Burgess had provided her then 17-year-old daughter with an abortion pill, Madison County District Judge Mark A. Johnson handed down her sentence Friday, 8 times longer than that of her child. Well, good. She's the one who provided the killing. I mean, she provided the lethal pill, so she should get more time. If I was a judge, 2 years is not, it's like a slap on the wrist. It would be a lot more time, I'll tell you that. Having plead guilty to tampering with human remains, false reporting, and providing an abortion after 20 weeks. Wow. Talk about evil. After 20 weeks. Wow, that's insane. You have no regards to the human life at all. Burgess was sentenced to 2 years, 2 consecutive years. That's stupid. That's nothing. And 1 year in prison. So she's only serving 1 year in prison. After her daughter had been handed a 90-day jail sentence with 2 years of probation. The teen had 29 weeks along in her pregnancy. That's insane. When Burgess had ordered Pregnoth, okay, I don't want to even give the name of the pill, but I already did. Pregnoth abortion pills from eBay. The Norfolk Daily News specified and instructed her daughter to take them. After her grandson was delivered stillborn, his remains were set on fire in a field in addition to being buried and relocated multiple times. Wow. This is how they treat human life. So the first baby was stillborn. So they do. Oh. I shudder to think, Miss Burgess, that you have such a disrespect for a call it human fetus, call it a stillborn child, that you would treat it like yesterday's trash and not give it some respect in its treatment and disposal, the judge said during the sentencing hearing. Our society expects more, he added. It demands more. Madison County Attorney Joseph Smith had said of Burgess, this defendant actually gave these drugs to her own daughter. The defense lawyer did a good job avoiding a child abuse case, as of September 11th, the younger Burgess had completed her jail sentence and was present in the courtroom as her mother was escorted away in handcuffs, the Daily News reported. Facebook messages revealed during the investigation after a warrant was obtained found that the expectant mother's priorities circled around fashion and not her own unborn child's health. I will finally be able to wear jeans. Sick people. This was something that should have been handled differently. Everybody participated in things and saw things they shouldn't have ever done and never have seen, Smith told the media after the sentencing. Beforehand, Johnson had ordered Burgess to undergo a psychological evaluation at her attorney's request. However, that order was rescinded due to a lack of funding, court documents indicated. The sentencing of both Burgesses was not reflective of the overturning of Roe v. Wade, as the ruling on Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization had not been handed down until June 2022, 2 months after the abortion had taken place in April of that year. Since then, Nebraska legislators have attempted to enact a 6-week ban on abortions, but only managed to pass a 12-week ban as an amendment to a bill meant to protect minors from mutilation and chemical castration, basically transgenderism is what they're saying, in other words. As a result, the American Civil, okay, I don't want to hear about them. I'm not going to even read what they had to say. I could care less. And you have a bunch of tweets here. That's murder. She should have been sentenced to life in prison. And I tend to agree with this person. I'm going to give her a thumbs up too, because I agree. It should have definitely been life in prison, because it was murder. Definitely. Someone else says that you would treat it like yesterday's trash. Ah, hello, anybody home? That's what we do 3,000 times a day. It's puppy. Another one says here, aborting and disposing of a baby at 29 weeks is not murder? If a pregnant woman is murdered, her killer is charged with double homicide. What is the difference? And I didn't give a thumbs up here too. I agree with this. I agree with you. For sure. This was murder. Premeditated murder. Both should have received I don't know about the death penalty, but I could see his argument here. Both should have received the death penalty, preferably by fire. Okay, it's not a laughing matter. I mean, he's outraged, and he's not wrong in his outrage. One day they will face God just before being banished to hell, where their soul will burn for eternity. That's a little harsh to give him the death penalty, but I see your sentiment, so I'm going to give you a thumbs up too. Let's see here. When we had real justice, this woman would have spent at least a decade in prison. I agree with that. Another thumbs up. I'm liking what I'm seeing here. How dare they? The Justice Department obey the law? Bravo, judge. I mean, no thumbs up, because 2 years is nothing. It's a slap on the wrist. No thumbs up for that. Don't even want to think about the reunion this cold-hearted mother and daughter will have with this poor, discarded, treated like yesterday's trash, unborn in the next life, heartless. Give a thumbs up there. All right, so I could go on. It's just going on and on. People are outraged, rightfully so, about this. But what do you think? What do you think that the judge issued a fair judgment, 2 years for the mother and 90 days for the daughter? I'm just curious. Leave your comments below. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. Don't forget Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays. We do stream in the evening, starting probably 6:30 to 7-ish. So hope to see you there. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. PoliticalBombshow.com, Ray.com, and I will see you in the next one.